All right. As a defense, you know, we're disappointed with how we played last week. We challenged the guys to get back to who we are this week on defense. And I know we're excited to go against this offense. It's a top offense in the NFL, and I think our guys will be up for the challenge. It's not easy. I consider Carlos one of the best inside linebackers in the NFL. But, because of Los's experience in the NFL, you know, Craig has been able to take a lot of reps throughout practice at Mike linebacker in our system. So it's not a situation where we're training a new guy to play that position. So Craig's obviously a guy that's played a lot in the NFL last year and this year. So we're comfortable with him. You know, we'll roll with him. He did a pretty good job in the second half last week after Carlos went down. And another guy whose reps could increase some is Tank. Probably some of it, but I hate to pinpoint it on one guy. I mean, there were a lot of things that happened last week as far as the rush game was concerned. But having Los out there helps. But it's more of 11 guys out there that together that will stop the run. I mean, the way the league works is, you know, you can think about it probably for about 5 seconds, and then you got to move on. It's always tough when the guys you're counting on, the guys you start the year with, go down. But, you know, that's where I think your coaches really come into play. You know, that's where, you know, I feel like our coaches do a great job coaching the backups. You know, usually your frontline guys are damn good players in this league, and the best coaches are the guys that get their backups ready to go. And I'm confident in the coaching staff that we have, and they've shown over and over again that they've been able to get guys on the practice squad, the backups, you know, those guys ready to play, and they've gone in there and done their job. Size, speed, catch radius. He's got a good quarterback throwing him the ball. So, I mean, all those things that you look for in a wide receiver, you know, he can do. I mean, he's one of the best in the league. Yeah, I mean, they're similar. I mean, you know, it's a different offense, though. They run different routes off of the route tree, but it's a challenge. Our secondary knows that they need to play well for us to have a chance to win this game. I don't get caught up in the number 8 overall pick stuff. I would say that Kaywan Williams has earned the right to be on the field. I mean, I think that you would struggle to find a corner that was drafted this past year playing at a higher level than Kaywan Williams right now, and so. It's just hard to keep Kaywan off the field. He makes plays in critical situations. So he's earned the right to be out there. Justin's progressing. He's still doing a good job in practice. He's doing a good job in the meeting room. Justin was a part of the plan last week. You know, it obviously became a little bit more of a running attack against Houston. This week could be a little bit different. This team likes to play a lot more 3 and 4 wide receiver sets. So Justin's a part of the game plan. But I just like, it's not anything Justin's not doing. It's just Kaywan's playing so well in practice and so well when he gets a chance in the games. We've always had a quote, and we've had it ever since I've been with Pet. What's hard on everybody else is just right for us. So that's kind of the motto we go with. If I know Pet has said the phrase to you guys probably over and over again. Nobody's sending us a card in the mail, you know, feeling sorry for us. So it's hard. And again, that's where I think our coaching staff has done a really good job getting the backups ready. I do believe that. Obviously, everybody in this league would like to keep the same 53 guys healthy that they start the year with. Unfortunately, that's not the game we play in. That's not the league we play in. I mean, guys are going to get hurt. You have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to change schemes. Guys need to step up. I mean, you know, guys go down and other guys get great opportunities to make a career for themselves. You know, they get the light shined on them, and some guys do a damn good job. Some guys don't. He did a good job at the line of scrimmage. He brought the techniques to the field that we were asking him to do. You know, he challenged. He competed. He practiced well. Did a good job in the meeting room. So, like I said, I'm not down on Justin. I'm just really high on Kaywan. If they let us play with 12, I'd play with 12, and he'd be out there. Yeah, I mean, Mingo needs to step up for us in that role. I mean, his role's not going to change much on early downs, but, when we get into later downs, third downs, you know, in some situations where we've been dropping him more or he's not been on the field, you know, he'll get his opportunity. to rush the quarterback and, or blitz. And then another guy who's going to have an opportunity to play more than he has this week is Eric Martin. So, like I said, it's a great opportunity for both those guys. We need them both to step up if Jabal can't go. I like what I've seen so far. Those guys both practiced their asses off yesterday. If you're out there, you got to be able to produce. You know, when you get injured in the NFL, the only way to get healthy is to not play. And Mingo has not gone that route. I mean, he's fought through it. He's been a warrior for us. So, it is what it is. We've been very lucky, coaching-wise. Last year, when we were in Buffalo, we found Nickell Robey post-draft. And he took every snap for us last year as a nickel. And this year, we were lucky enough to find Kaywan. I think the coaches are doing a great job. Jeff Hafley, Aaron Glenn, Bobby Babich are doing a great job with him. But, it's a testament to the kid. You know, I mean, he came, you know, worked his way all the way from the bottom to the top. And like I said, he's playing at a really high level right now. I mean, I've been in years with New York for 2 or 3 years. You know, we were rolling guys in. We couldn't find a nickel to play in this system. We've been lucky the past 2 years. We found two great players as rookie free agents, all right, to come into this system where it's a lot of man coverage. You got to blitz. You got to play zone. I mean, a lot of teams have excellent slot receivers, you know, where those guys have three-way goes on you. So, I mean, it's a hard position to play in our defense. It really is. And Kaywan's come in and done a hell of a job. I can't tell you how excited I am about him and how excited I am that he chose us post-draft.